My name is Chris Reisner, and welcome to signing up with Windows Azure and creating a mobile service, your first mobile service, actually. The intention of this video is for iOS developers to understand the process of signing up for a new Windows Azure account, and then going into the Windows Azure portal and creating their first mobile service. So the first thing you're going to need to create a Windows Azure account is a Microsoft account, which can be a non-Outlook or Hotmail account, as long as it's connected to a Microsoft account. Today, for this purpose, I've just created a new Outlook account, which I'm going to use for signing up. So we're going to open a new browser and go to WindowsAzure.com. When we go to WindowsAzure.com, the first thing we're going to do is go to the Try It Free. After we click on Try It Free, we kind of get a list of all the benefits of the free trial, which is a 90-day free trial that you get to try out pretty much everything there is in Windows Azure. So we'll go to Try It Free. So we're going to need a couple different things to create a Windows Azure account. First, we're going to need a mobile phone, and that's because when you sign up for a Windows Azure account, we need to send a verification code to you to, you know, basically make sure you're a human. And then we need a credit card. Again, this is required for proof of identity. There is actually no obligation to purchase, and that free trial you get for 3 months does not get anything billed to your credit card. So while there are some requirements, you shouldn't worry about them costing you any money or causing you any trouble. So we'll go ahead and click Next. So I can have the option to have it call me or send me a text message. I'm just going to have it send me a text message. Alright, and then once you've entered your number, and my number here is blurred out, so you don't actually know what it is, but after that I'll go ahead and I'll tell it to send me a text message. That message has been sent, so we'll give it just a moment, and I'll pull up on my iPhone, and I just got it, and I'm going to use the code 686222. So then we're going to click verify code. Great, so the code's verified, we're good, so we can proceed to the next step. So the next step is where we actually have to enter our credit card information. So I've got a Visa here. I'll enter my number. As you might imagine, this number isn't a real number, but it is a real number, but it won't work for you if you decide to try it again. Alright, so I've entered all the information. We can see whether or not we want to get more information from Microsoft and or about Windows Azure, and then we can click and agree to the terms of service. So let's go ahead and go next. And it's going to process and check that to make sure it's valid. Let's keep going, and it'll just take a few seconds to proceed. Alright, so it finished creating and authorizing my information, so now I'm at the Windows Azure Dev Center / billing page. From here I can go and access a lot of different information. There's the Developer Center where we can go to get information about all different areas of Windows Azure. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is actually open up a new incognito window and log in from here. That way you actually experience of what would happen if you weren't already logged in. So we'll go to manage.windowsazure.com. And it's going to ask me for my credentials. So again, that's the account I use to sign up with. From there, we'll do my password. And now we're at the Windows Azure portal. So the first thing we're going to see is a little tour of Windows Azure. This is going to tell us a little bit about the menu system, how to create new services, different commands you can use, and then notifications, what they're going to look like and what they mean. So now that we're in, we see that we have on the left side the navigation that gives us all the different options that we have in Windows Azure, because obviously there's quite a lot of things. We're only focusing on mobile services in this video series. So today what we want to end up with is just a mobile service that is available and running. We're not going to look at it or figure out how to connect it to a client yet. That'll come in later videos. So the first thing we'll do is click on mobile services. And of course it's going to say we have no mobile services because we haven't created anything yet. So go ahead and click on create a new mobile service. We're going to call this iOS app, and it's going to check to make sure the name is available. It is. Now, I don't have any SQL databases, so I'm going to go ahead and create a new one. Mobile services is backed up by SQL database, but we don't really have to worry about those details. So now it's in here, there's a default name. I don't have any SQL database servers, so I'll go ahead and create a new one, and I'm just going to put the login name as mobile services. And notice I'm going to choose between all the different regions that I can put my data center in, I'm going to put it in East US because that's where I chose to put my mobile service. If I put it in a different data center than I put the mobile service in, then basically whenever my mobile service had to talk to the database, it would have to go between data centers, and that would be both slow and it wouldn't work very well. So go ahead and check that, and we'll wait a few seconds. Alright, so our mobile service is now ready, and we can access it, and we can start connecting it to client if we want. For today, we're not going to. That'll be in the next video. But so far today, what we've done is signed up for Windows Azure, created a brand new account, entered our credentials and our information so it could verify that we were a real person, and then got access to the portal, and then spun up a new mobile service. In the preceding videos, we'll look at connecting clients, and then more of some of the advanced features of mobile services. Thank you.